This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
It's your weekly blitz with Chris, keeping you in the game.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Weekly Blitz, the podcast where we cut through the noise and talk about what it really takes to run a profitable, well-led auto repair shop. Before we jump in, I want to give a quick thank you to all of you, our dedicated listeners. I appreciate each and every shop owner, manager, and team member who tunes in, takes notes, and does the work. If you've got a topic you'd like to hear about or you'd like to share your story, shoot me an email at chris@autofixsos.com. This episode, the title is probably going to be something like "Know, Like, and Trust: What Reality TV Taught Us About Auto Repair Customers." I was going for a walk a couple days ago, and I was listening to a podcast. It was, I think the guy's name is Sean Duffy. He was on The Real World, and now he's in the government. He was a congressman, etc. And he was talking about what it was like to be on an original episode of reality TV. And so I got to thinking about it while I'm walking. I'm a big Shop Marketing Pros fan. They talk about the book Know, Like, and Trust. And I'm thinking about it. You know, I grew up in that generation. I'll be 53 in a couple of weeks. And we grew up watching those shows and having them in our lives back way before MTV ruined it, right? We grew up with Survivor, Big Brother, The Real World, Friends. Wasn't reality, but man, it felt real. And kind of what it made me feel like inside was that we grew up and we could find like one person on that cast that we related to, and it made us know, like, and trust those people. You know, again, know, like, and trust what reality TV taught us about auto repair customers. That's where this came from. This is where it was in my mind because that connection felt real. And we were part of their circle, right? I feel like the magic of those shows was simple. We got to know them, we liked them, and eventually we trusted them. And that trust kept us tuning in week after week. And here's the thing. The same formula applies to our business, especially in the auto repair industry. And so today I want to talk about how that know, like, and trust framework and what I learned from growing up with reality TV is the exact same foundation you need for building strong, lasting relationships with your customers. Think about why those shows worked, why they work. We saw the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know, some of these shows now I don't watch, but they're out there, like Love is Blind, The Bachelor. You know, people are messy and they're flawed and they're real and they're a hot mess. And sometimes their mess is bigger than our mess. And we could relate to at least one of them. You know, I don't know, maybe you see yourself in a cast member or wanted to hang out with them. And it wasn't about being perfect, right? It was about being authentic. So now, fast forward into our world, auto repair. Too many shops hide behind a counter. They hide behind industry jargon, maybe behind a corporate image, you know, but people aren't looking for polished perfection anymore. They're looking for real. In the book, They Ask You Answer, they talk about the idea, the moment you start addressing your customers' fears, doubts, and questions, you build trust faster than any advertisement ever could. So think about that. We don't earn trust by talking at customers. We earn it by talking with them, answering what they're really asking, even the uncomfortable stuff. Let's connect this to something simple. When someone new finds your shop law online, that's your pilot episode. The first phone call they make, that's your first impression. That's your season premiere. The first visit is your season one. And whether or not they come back again, that depends on whether they binge watch your show or switch channels. You know, there's a book called Endless Customers. They talk about creating a customer journey that doesn't end after the sale. And in it, he says that real marketing happens after the first transaction, when you keep showing up, providing value, and earning trust over time. And that's what reality shows did so well. They didn't win us over in one episode. They kept us coming back by being consistent and genuine. You know, I'm going to step aside real quick here and say, love Shop Marketing Pros. They're a great sponsor. Kimberly and I just came back from a great event they had called Planning with the Pros. We sat down, we broke bread with the pros. We laughed with the pros. We might have cried with the pros. We arm wrestled with the pros. Shout out to Caroline. Good try. But we planned with the pros. And we came up with a marketing calendar that, honestly, for Firestone or Durango, I think it kicks ass for 2026. And whether you're coming to planning with the pros or not, whatever you're planning on doing, if you're advertising, if you're in the auto repair space, you need to make shop marketing pros part of your plan. Okay, period, end of story. There is nobody better than they, them, and what they do. All right. The framework, know, like, trust. So how do we make this happen in our shops? Number one, you got to know and you got to be transparent. That's what that means. Be the shop that answers questions before they're even asked. Publish videos, frequently asked questions, blog posts, short reels where your texts explain why something matters. Show your process. Let customers peek behind the curtain and let them be proud of what they see. Not like skipping up to the Oz and being shocked and awed by what they see. You know, people don't buy from businesses they don't understand. Transparency builds familiarity, and familiarity builds comfort. Number two, like, be relatable. I want you to humanize your shop. Show the faces behind the counters and the hands behind the tools. Share a picture of your team barbecue. Introduce your techs by name with a short story. Here's Jake, our suspension specialist. He's also the guy who grills the best brisket in Durango. That's the stuff that makes people smile and think, I'd like to do business with them. We just ended Breaks for Breasts. Shout out to us. Pat ourselves on the back. We gave out over $2,000 in free brake pads and was able to almost donate $2,000 to the Cleveland Clinic. But one of the things we did, like, late in September, almost too late, I'm like, man, I want to do pink shirts for everybody that works at the front. So we took a picture at the counter in our pink shirts, and that was in most of our marketing and everything for the month for Breaks for Breasts. And then we just did a follow-up marketing thing where we talked about what we're able to do for the community. Number three, trust. Be consistent. Deliver what you promise always. When you say we'll call you at 2, make the call at 1:55. Trust is built in these micro moments. Every small promise kept reinforces the big one, okay? And don't be afraid of reviews. Respond to all of them, good, bad, or ugly, and respond with honesty and professionalism. Maybe don't hit the send button as soon as you get it done. Maybe write it up, come back 30 minutes later and read it and be like, hey, is this something I really want out there? But when you do that, you're showing the world that you're real and that you care. Again, we want people that know, like, and trust us. We want to know, like, and trust other people. You know, when it comes to storytelling and the connection, one of the reasons people love Friends was because it mirrored real life. Work stress, relationships, money issues, personal growth. Hey, how you doing? You know, you can do the same with your business. Tell stories. Talk about the customer who drove 50 miles to see you because another shop didn't explain their issue. Talk about how your team helped someone get back on the road for their kid's graduation. These aren't marketing moments. They're human moments. And just like Friends had characters you loved, your shop should have its own cast of heroes. Maybe your advisor is the Joey, loyal, friendly, and maybe a little goofy, but always reliable. And so funny that that's it. I have a Joey in my shop. His name's Joey. I don't know that he's goofy, but he is reliable as hell, and he is great, and people come in looking for him. You know, maybe your technician is Monica, detail obsessed and gets the job done right. Build your story around those personalities and values. That's how customers form emotional connections with your shop. Maybe the biggest lesson I've learned from both TV and business is this: people remember how you make them feel. They'll forget the bill, total, or the exact repair, but they're going to remember the trust. They're going to remember feeling heard, and they're going to remember being treated like family. So if you want customers to know, like, and trust you, let them see the real you. Show your process, tell your story, keep your promises. That's the recipe that's going to turn one-time visitors into lifelong customers. And I just drew a blank on this. I don't know why I didn't add it in. There's a quote by John DeJulius, I think, that says, customers remember how you made them feel long after price is forgotten. Ooh, I think I nailed that. We'll keep it. I want you to go out and check out more great shows on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network, including Remarkable Results Radio, Business by the Numbers, Diagnosing the Aftermarket A to Z, Speak Up, and the Auto Repair Marketing Podcasts. Don't forget to download the free network app on Apple or Google, all your favorite automotive podcasts all in one place. Thanks for listening to the Weekly Blitz, brought to you by the Shop Marketing Pros. If you've got a topic you'd like to hear about, or if you want to be on the show, send me an email to chris@autofixsos.com. Until next time, I'm Coach Chris Cotton reminding you, be real, be consistent, and build that know, like, trust every day. Have a great day, everybody. Remember to rise and grind.
You've been listening to the Weekly Blitz with Chris Cotton on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com because the best conversations in the industry start here. Want expert advice on running your shop? Well, Chris is listening. Check the show notes for his email and send him your topics.